I'm here with Peter Serretta, the editor-in-chief of SlashFilm.com. Peter, what movie do you think will change the movie industry forever, and why?
Okay, well, you can't set it up like that. But I was just saying to Dave that I think something, a story that people aren't concentrating on right now, and is going to be looked back years from now, is how Black Swan changed the independent film industry.
Explain.
I think before that, Fox Searchlight was this company that was making these really accessible, or was buying and making these really accessible indie films that could branch outside of the art house film audience and reach normal people, like films like Juno, films like Napoleon Dynamite, you know what I mean.
Okay, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Cyrus.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Black Swan is the turning point where that company is changing. Right now, we're in the midst of a change. After the success of Black Swan, which became a phenomenon that no one could have predicted, as great as it was, after you had seen it at a press screening or something, no one would have ever thought it would have made hundreds.
So the movie cost. Aronofsky struggled.
Fox Searchlight didn't even fund the whole thing. Yeah, they didn't believe in it.
He struggled to get the money to make it. I think he spent like $12 million or something on it.
I met the couple that funded it at a party. Like it was just like a normal couple that were millionaires.
Probably even more millionaires now. But he fought to get it made for like $12 million. Almost quit the production completely.
Yeah.
But the only reason he didn't is because Natalie Portman had trained for like 6 months to do it, and he didn't want to tell her like all your training was for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, they make the movie. It wasn't even up to the level that Aronofsky wanted. Like it was not up to the visual level of what he was going for. And then the movie goes on to make over $300 million worldwide. Box office alone, that's not even counting DVD and ancillary sales.
Yeah. And I think looking at the film though, you wouldn't think that's an accessible film in any sense of that word, but it somehow became one of those films like Avatar and a microcosm of that you had to see it to be part of the conversation. It was like on SNL and there was like parody. Do you know what I mean? Like it was just like all over the place, and it was like you had to know.
It became part of the culture. I mean, I would argue that the plot itself isn't accessible, but maybe the theme is accessible of like, maturation. Of a girl coming into her own and breaking free from previous bonds of family and sanity, but that's universal and relatable.
I still think it feels very much like an independent film at its core. I feel like The Wrestler is a more accessible film, which didn't make nearly as much money.
That's true.
But anyways, back to my point is that I think this film is changing Fox Searchlight and changing who they want to be and what they...
Wait, hold on. I want to dispute your point first, though, about why The Wrestler didn't make as much money as this movie. Because this movie tapped into the teen girl demographic, which is monstrously large. It's massive.
Oh, yeah.
And
The Wrestler also doesn't have a big star that commands... I mean, Natalie Portman. Yeah. And then
Portman's a bigger star than Mickey Rourke was at the time.
And also there's, like, the sex factor, which makes guys interested in wanting to see it. But anyways, let's move on from there. My point, David, is that now, they at Sundance, they bought...
Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Yeah, I can't even pronounce it. I mean, it's so inaccessible that I'm a film critic and I don't even know the title. I cannot say the title. I mean, you're good at it, but
Yeah, it's a hard-won skill that's practiced after many, many tries.
I just don't think people... I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a film that... It doesn't seem like in the league of... Even if you look at a film like Choke, which I think is probably one of the most inaccessible films that Fox Searchlight made in recent years, I think it's very different, very alienating. But they also bought Shame at the Telluride Film Festival. And Shame is an NC-17, very, like... I mean, Michael Fassbender's nude.
It's NC-17. That's all you need to say. Yeah. And don't say it. I don't want to know. Don't spoil how long he's nude for. But But yeah, you're right. They are certainly tackling more accessible. I don't know if I agree that it's
no, but I think
it signals a sea change. Go ahead.
No, but I think the thing that you're going to see years from now is it's going to be interesting because Fox Searchlight was part of this whole kind of it was almost this brand of like accessible independent stuff, and I think now that there isn't that big buyer for that kind of material, we're going to see a lot more edgy art house stuff, and that could be interesting. That could be good, who knows? You know, I mean,
unless or until a whole string of those movies that you're describing end up making no money at all,
yeah.
And then they're like, well, you know, we can't keep doing this anymore. We have to go back to mainstream. I mean, one Black Swan can fund dozens and dozens of crappy purchases.
Yes,
you know, Martha Marcy May Marlene may never end up making money for the studio.
I doubt that Shame could ever make money for the studio, just in the rating alone.
So it's like, so then why do it then? I mean, I guess some of it's marketing for themselves. Some of it is they hope it crosses over and becomes, like, I'm sure they hope that Martha Marcy May Marlene would become a crossover, you know, horror thriller hit. Do you know what I mean? It's really not like that at all, though. You know, but
it's also weird too because like you'd think that they might be like Warner Brothers in the game of getting in bed with great filmmakers like Terrence Malick or you know, but their history has shown that like they will make some films with like say a Jason Reitman, and Reitman will leave them. I'm not sure why he left them, but I'm assuming that you know the deals aren't good enough. So at some point, I don't think that is the end game. The end game, I think, is now awards. I think they got the awards bug.
Yeah, and it's like if I can buy Martha Marcy May Marlene for X million dollars, and that gets Elizabeth Olsen an Oscar, that's good for the studio.
Or even a nomination. Nominations will sell tons of money on video, direct.
Interesting. So we'll see what happens with this, with how the game changes. And I think 5 years from now, we can evaluate whether your hypothesis is correct. We'll look back at this time and see, you know, is this just a temporary blip, or is Searchlight going to become harder-edged and continue to do so and make them into hits?
It definitely will be interesting.
Yeah, cool.